We're still a ways away from the 2020 election, but the 2020 campaign season is already heating up, and we're starting to get some increasing poll numbers that show what the state of things is on the national and state level heading into that 2020 election. New survey out of Wisconsin from Public Policy Polling shows bad news for Donald Trump, good news for Democrats, whoever ends up getting the Democratic nomination, and some interesting numbers on the state of public opinion with regard to health care as well. Public Policy Polling conducted the survey. We're joined now by Jim Williams from PPP on the phone to talk about that. Jim, thanks so much for being with us today.
Hey, Aaron. Thanks for having me.
So, well, let's start just with the presidential race. Wisconsin, obviously, one of the key battleground states. And in 2016, that was kind of the big upset, the kind of the straw that broke the camel's back in terms of Donald Trump beating Hillary Clinton. That was one of the states that Hillary needed to win, that everyone was assuming that she would win, that Trump ended up winning on election night two and a half years ago. So that's going to be a key state again in 2020. Where do things stand now?
Yeah, you know, we looked at Wisconsin. It's a state that Trump barely won last time in sort of a shocking manner. We polled this time just last week. We asked folks in Wisconsin if the election for president was today, would they vote to reelect Donald Trump or would they vote for his Democratic opponent, whoever that may be? And we found the Democratic opponent with a pretty sizable lead, 53% to just 44% to Donald Trump. And that tracks almost exactly with Trump's current approval rating in that state. Currently 54% disapprove and only 44% approve in Wisconsin.
What has changed?
Well, voters in Wisconsin are very unhappy in particular with what's been going on with health care. We found that a majority of Wisconsin voters trust Democrats over Trump on health care. They have a 10-point lead there, which is even bigger than their lead on the generic ballot. 52 to 42% voters in Wisconsin say that they trust Democrats over President Trump when it comes to the issue of health care. And that includes a 16-point lead with independent voters, 53% to 37%. we asked folks, you know, given what Republicans have been trying to do with respect to the Affordable Care Act since Trump has become president and in Congress, only 50% of voters in Wisconsin, 50% of voters in Wisconsin say that they're less likely to vote for President Trump in 2020 because of what's been going on with healthcare. And only 29% say they're more likely to vote for President Trump because of the healthcare issue. There's a lawsuit going on to strike down the Affordable Care Act in the courts that Trump has been pushing and a lot of his allies in the states have been pushing. We find by a 25-point margin in Wisconsin, 57 to 32% folks don't support that lawsuit to strike down the Affordable Care Act.
Speaking with Jim Williams, Public Policy Polling. By the way, publicpolicypolling.com is their website. And you can find them on social media at PPP Polls on Twitter. And that's where you can go to get more numbers from this particular survey, which, again, just came out about a week ago from Wisconsin. So turning to healthcare, there's a couple of different kind of angles that we can take when it comes to the healthcare debate. You've got Obamacare, which is in place right now. You've got Republicans, including the president, that are trying to get rid of Obamacare, but don't necessarily have a clear plan for what to replace it with. They just want to get rid of Obamacare right now. And then you've got a number of Democrats, and I don't know what the percentage of Democrats is or people on the left who are also kind of unhappy or not entirely satisfied with Obamacare and also want to move on to something larger like a Medicare for All plan. Where does public opinion fall in all of that range?
Yeah, and the poll that we did in Wisconsin, we asked folks if they want to, you know, get rid of the Affordable Care Act or not. We found that, you know, folks don't want to do is strike down their Affordable Care Act with no replacement in place. Only 23% want to do that. 58% oppose. But we asked folks, what would they most like to see Congress do about Obamacare, given the choices of keeping what works and fixing what doesn't, or repealing it and starting over with a new health care law? And 62%, a clear majority, said they want to keep what works and fix what doesn't. Only 32% said that they want to flat out repeal it and start over. So there's a big pretty broad appetite for keeping what the things that people like about Obamacare and building on that.
That's one of those issues where the words in the question will make a difference. When we talk about repealing Obamacare, that immediately triggers that idea of Republicans going to Congress and trying to repeal Obamacare the way they did in 2017. And I know this survey doesn't specifically ask about that, but I know I'm wondering if you've seen other numbers that would indicate, are Americans kind of on board with the idea of moving to something larger like a Medicare for all, or are they happy with the system that we've currently got?
Yeah, there's a lot of the numbers on this are kind of all over the place, and a lot of it depends on how you ask the question and little nuances about the question. And then, of course, the other aspect of this is that, you know, Medicare for all means different things to different people and different candidates and different voters. To some people, Medicare for all means a full-blown government health care plan, you know, run by the government, and there's no private insurance at all. To other people, they talk about Medicare for all. That just means allowing everyone the option to buy into Medicare if they want to. So, you know, I think what's a safe bet is that, you know, people like a lot of things about the Affordable Care Act. They want to improve it and make it even stronger. They want to give people the option to buy into Medicare. What they don't want is to go back to the bad old days when there was no protections for pre-existing conditions and none of a lot of the other things that people like about the Affordable Care Act.
Any other interesting numbers that jump out at you from this particular survey or other things you're seeing from around the country?
Yeah, we asked one more thing on the Wisconsin poll about Trump's budget. Within the budget that he proposed recently, it was actually quite a severe cut to Medicare and Medicaid, actually a $1 trillion cut to Medicaid, and an $845 billion cut to Medicare. We asked folks in Wisconsin what they thought about that. 68% said that they were opposed to it. Just 18% said that they supported it. And that's the kind of thing that I think a lot of people, you know, when Trump was campaigning in 2016, he said that he wasn't going to touch Medicare and Medicaid. He said he thought they were fine and they were good and he wasn't going to cut them. And I think some people took him at his word there. And now that we've got this budget out, it might have the effect of, you know, making people realize that when Trump says, you know, one thing, he doesn't always mean it. And when he says, you know, oh, we're going to come up with a great health care plan, you know, we're in year three of the presidency and that hasn't happened yet. So things like that might be contributing to his numbers that have been deteriorating in certain states that he won, and Wisconsin is definitely one of those.
PublicPolicyPolling.com is the website for more numbers from PPP, and you can also find them on Twitter at PPPpolls, and that's where you can get more numbers from this particular survey that we're talking about out of Wisconsin. Again, it came out just a few days ago. Jim Williams, Public Policy Polling, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.